To NURFM 103.7, that time of the week we bring in the Associate Professor of Politics, Jim Jost. Jim, let's get that big smile happening. There it is.
That's morning, Mark.
That's what we know and love. Look, this week we want to take a little bit of a different shift. We're kind of still in the political sphere, but businesses, a lot of whom seem to feel it's very fashionable these days to come out and support political or social causes that certainly go beyond their realm of selling you things. What is your take on this generally? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? Should they be keeping out of it, maybe getting involved more?
Oh, look, Mark, I don't know that one can sort of say good idea, bad idea. As such, I think that there are sort of many reasons why businesses take public stands, why CEOs or boards of directors take public stands on particular issues. Some of it has to do with perhaps matters of principle. There may be key issues that affect their organisation, and they've decided that they need to be seen to be publicly taking a position. There are commercial reasons as well, and to some extent, commercial interests may drive things. So, for example, if we take same-sex marriage issues, and there's been a number of business areas have come out in support of same-sex marriage. Given the potential, both in terms of employees and in terms of customers and the customer base, then there's a likelihood that taking a public stand in a more negative direction is likely to have a commercial impact, a negative commercial impact. So I'm not suggesting that various organisations are doing this simply out of commercial interest, but they are very mindful that, for example, the gay dollar is significant. It's not simply, if someone stops, if we don't do something to come out and say support same-sex marriage, we might suffer financially. I think that those sorts of issues are, they do have some bearing, and in some cases, in some areas, perhaps if we looked at Qantas, for example, where the CEO came out strongly in support of same-sex marriage.
Financially as well.
Yes, financially as well. I think that there's probably both a personal commitment on his part, but also perhaps a professional commitment on the part of the organisation. The travel dollar is a big dollar, and so certainly Qantas would not want to be alienating a significant part of the market. Having said that, though, Mark, there is matters of principle involved, and I wouldn't certainly want to downplay that.
No, that's a fair call, I guess, and nothing wrong with somebody personally coming out and supporting a particular cause one way or another. I guess it can be a bit murky, though, when you're doing it on behalf of an organisation, because while you don't want to alienate certain aspects of your potential client base, there are people at the other end that are like, well, hang on a minute, well, that's not what we stand for either, so we're going to go and find somewhere else. But there's another side of that coin that says, well, now you're being transparent, so now I can say, well, if this is where you stand on issue X, I can now choose to support you or go somewhere else. So it's very confusing, and I think some people on the sideline just say, well, look, you're there to sell me airline tickets, mobile phones and groceries. Just stick to that, please, and leave the political matters to those in that world.
Look, certainly I think that there are elements of that, and I think quite a few people would take the view that, look, that's your core business, so what are you doing, making public comment on this, that or the other? But I think there are some issues that impact people in various ways, and it may be that there's a view within the organisation that emerges that we need to take a public stand on this. It might be, for example, standing up and being counted in support of measures to combat, say, domestic violence. And those sorts of things, people, tend to think, well, this is all okay. It's sort of interesting in a way because there are moments, shall we say, in the historical sweep of things where standing up and being counted for an issue when it's unpopular is a much more courageous thing to do and a much more principled position to take. Standing up in times when popular opinion is already running in, shall we say, a similar direction, it doesn't take much to stand up and say, hey, we're in support of X, when, you know, 80% of the population might be already in support of it.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? I mean, coming out now with hey, we're all supporting the yes vote, for argument's sake, which is where a lot of businesses seem to be, are you really just, well, I'm just following the crowd and that's going to get some good publicity? You could possibly argue, if you're well on the yes vote for all those reasons, hey, where were you 15 years ago? We might have needed your support.
Well, I think that's a sort of fair comment, Mark. The 15 years ago, we would have been struggling to find many organisations or businesses coming out and making sort of, decided statements, you know, very clear statements. Now, popular opinion seems to be, and you know, the opinion polls have had a significant, you know, majority of Australians saying, look, you know, what's the big deal here? There are many, many other important issues that maybe we should be more concerned about. This one is sort of, well, we're talking about trying to ensure some sort of legal equality for same-sex couples. So, yeah, why now? But I think that as public opinion changes, as the tide shifts in favour of a particular area, more and more people get on board, and I think most of the businesses concerned would be wanting to ensure that they're not wrong-footed here, and that they're actually sort of seen to be supporting something that is now becoming more mainstream.
And thus it then becomes a pure old business decision, just like any other decision you might make in your business, potentially.
Well, potentially, but there's always, you know, as you say, the issue of others who say, look, well, that's where you stand, so I don't support you on this, I'm going to shop somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we'll do it all again next week. Jim, thank you for joining us, and bring that lovely smile this week too.
My pleasure, Mark.
See, the camera's that way. Jim, give him a smile. The Associate Professor of Politics, now feeling very uncomfortable, Jim Jost, talking politics and business this week at 2NURFM 103.7.